Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and ask Him His aid. We seek His guidance. We ask Him for forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and from the evil of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whoever He misguides will find none to guide him aright. I testify that there is no God except Allah, alone without any partner. He gives life and causes death. And He has power over all that exists. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad is His servant and messenger, the best of His creation and His most beloved. He delivered the message, fulfilled the trust, advised the nation, removed the darkness from it, and He strove in the path of the religion until His death. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who have treaded his path of excellence and followed his guidance until the day of judgment. Dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing more detrimental to humanity on a personal or emotional level, societal, economic, or political level than the presence of dispute, hatred, and abandonment between the individuals of that society. Dispute companions and those who have treaded his path of excellence and followed his guidance until the day of judgment. Dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing more detrimental to humanity on a personal or emotional level, societal, economic, or political level than the presence of dispute, hatred, and abandonment between the individuals of that society. Dispute will bring harm to the individual in that he will have a deep loathing, hatred, and envy towards his foe. His heart will always be boiling with fury, causing him to live a miserably wretched life with no satisfaction. He will not be able to gain revenge from his enemy, and all that he will gain from his hatred is restlessness. Bickering will also harm the human socially, and that he will direct towards his opponent the vile diseases of backbiting, slander, trying to notice and searching for the faults of others, invective, oppression, and evil assumption. And when this evil assumption and suspicion spreads amongst the society, then it will lead to plotting and evil between the members of that society. And this, despite the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Do not envy one another, do not hate one another, do not plot against each other, and be servants of Allah, brothers." The Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. He does not wrong him, surrender him, nor betray him. And also, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Presume of the believers good." And the Lord of the world says, "O ye who believe, avoid suspicion as much as possible, for suspicion in some cases is a sin, and spy not on each other, nor speak ill of each other behind their backs. Would any of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Nay, you would abhor it. But fear Allah, for Allah is oft returning, most merciful." So this hateful wrangling will also injure the human on the economic level, in that the society which is rampant with dispute and enmity is a society full of discord with no opportunities for cooperation. For it is unlikely that your enemy will buy from you, or that transactions of buying and selling or business advice would be mutually honest and sincere. Disputation also adversely affects humanity on a political level, in that it brings about in the believers a state of weakness and infirmity. It dissipates the morale of the Muslim nation. And this is indeed what has happened to the Muslims today in their nations, as individuals and in their groups. So the enemy will delight in taking advantage of this weakness. So he will occupy their lands, violate their dignity, and desecrate their holy places. For this reason, Allah the Exalted orders, "And obey Allah and His Messenger, and fall not into disputes, lest you lose heart and your power depart. And be patient and persevering, for Allah is with those who patiently persevere." So we should leave behind the personal dispute. We should not get angry for personal reasons. Rather, we should be only angry for Allah's sake. So we should be able to unite as brothers and sisters on common principles, and know that we have much in common, and that we should not worry about differences of opinion in fiqh or in Islamic jurisprudence. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, Islam has commanded that the sources of dispute among the Muslims should be uprooted. The religion of Islam has ordered that the Muslims should be brothers united by love and loyalty. And it has ordered that they not despise one another or cut off the ties of friendship. And Islam further enjoins upon its followers that they be united in purpose, that their hearts and bodies be one. Islam wishes for its sons and daughters mutual love and cooperation. Islam promotes reconciliation between the people to remove disputation and hatred, so that the Muslim community is a powerful community, a harmonious society that is not the least bit swayed by trial and tribulation. And for this Allah the Exalted said, "In most of their secret talk there is no good. But if one exhorts to a deed of charity or goodness or conciliation between people, secrecy is permissible. To him who does this, seeking the good pleasure of Allah, we shall soon give a reward of the highest value." And Allah also said, "So fear Allah and keep straight the relations between yourselves. Obey Allah and His Messenger, if ye do believe." And Allah the Glorified has also expounded, "The believers are but a single brotherhood. So make peace and reconciliation between your two contending brothers. You should not kindle the flames of enmity between one brother and another." And the verse continues, "And fear Allah that ye may receive mercy." So who will be able to conciliate between the Muslims if the Muslims among themselves cannot settle their own differences? So in addition, the most beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, "Should I inform you of what is better in degree than fasting, prayer, and charity?" And that's referring to the optional fasting, prayer, or charity. And they said, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah, indeed inform us of that." So then he said, "Reconciling between those that have cut off their relations, because spoiling the ties of brotherhood is that which shaves, that is, it's a catastrophe that would bring annihilation." In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, I do not say that it will shave the hair, but it will shave the religion. That is, it will destroy that person's faith and religion. So in order for Islam to foster an environment for those who seek to unite between people, it has even made lying permissible for those acting to reconcile affairs when there is no other feasible alternative. As it was narrated in the hadith of the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, "The liar is not he who conciliates between the people by rumoring what is good or saying what is good." So what is meant in this hadith by rumoring is that he or she would tell the vying parties words of goodness, which would lead them to assume the best of each other. For example, by going to one and saying, "This brother, he likes you very much," or "This brother, he said good things about you," and so on. So this is done in an effort to sincerely join them in once again in brotherhood. So dear brothers and sisters, guard the unity of hearts, protect the solidarity of word, and be as one heart. If the Muslims wish once again to have the power, to have the place of dignity and honor in the world, then they should leave behind dispute, and this will lead them to victory. Ensure that your hearts are pure from enmity and envy towards your Muslim brothers and sisters, and know that Allah knoweth what is in your hearts, and take heed of Him, and know that Allah is oft forgiving, most forbearing. We ask Allah to join our hearts, and that He connect us with ties of love for Allah, and that He unite us in obedience in the life of this world, and that He join us on the last day in the highest paradise, for He is the best of the Lords and the unsurpassed in bestowing victory. We ask Allah to forgive us all. Supplicate to Allah, and He will answer your appeal.